It's a huge resource. A lot of the river and waterways throughout the county were hit pretty hard in the 2013 floods, and this mapping effort has given us the opportunity to update maps that haven't been touched since the 1980s. And so the data associated with those maps is fairly out of date. And so the technology advances, the additional data that's available to us over those last couple decades has been really valuable to create floodplain modeling and, as a result, mapping that gives people a better understanding of the flood risk near their properties.
And how often would this mapping have to be done?
Typically, FEMA likes to plan to update maps on a regular basis. I think they say that they plan to update maps every 5 to 10 years, but really all mapping updates throughout the country are based on funding availability and needs. So a big storm event like what we had in 2013 was impetus to funnel some additional funding to Colorado to make sure some of these maps were updated to better reflect the post-flood conditions along the Front Range.
So if this program were to go away, would it significantly impact the ability of the county to do flood mapping in the future?
If the program were to go away, yes, it would. However, the funding being eliminated doesn't necessarily mean that the program will go away. It just means that another source of funding will need to be found to keep the program going at the same speed that it's going right now. So with less funding for the flood hazard mapping and risk analysis program, things might just start moving a little slower, and FEMA regions and states might have to decide how to scale back different projects, different mapping efforts, things like that.
How are these maps used when, say, for example, somewhere like Boulder County, after a major flood like 2013, how would these maps that would be acquired as a result of this flood hazard mapping and risk analysis program, what does that inform then at a county level?
So the maps are used to regulate insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program. They're used to regulate development throughout the county, and they also inform emergency services and emergency response. And those services aren't going away, but the maps help to improve our understanding of where the needs are and where the concerns are as they relate to development.